If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Hello, I'm Radek.
I'm Michael.
And this is The Podcast,
a sounding board for interesting ideas and insights. We discuss books we read and want to share with you,
as well as technology and productivity, which is what we do by day working on our app, Nozbe.
Or whatever else comes to mind.
So this week, still, we're not recording from our usual places. This time, you're back home in Spain. I'm traveling. I'm in Brussels right now. And so we thought, actually, it would be interesting to talk about this, you know, working while traveling. Because I'm away from home for 10 days and I haven't taken any time off. So I still have my work to get done. But I'm not in my usual space. I'm not in my usual office, even if it's a home office. So I'm even more remote than I usually am. And that brings like interesting challenges, but also like interesting opportunities, like that it's even possible to work like while traveling. And we thought we should share how we do that and maybe some tips and tricks, I guess.
Yeah, because according, you know, to any traditional employer, you would be just faking work right now.
Right.
So let's see how we can not fake work and still work and still travel and get things done.
Yeah. So I think your latest trip was, you were for about a month or so in Poland, right?
Yeah, I was 3 weeks in my hometown, yeah.
Right. What's different about that was that you were there for a longer time so you could like, you know, set up your kind of temporary office and I think you were staying over at your parents' place.
Yeah, but it was still hard because first of all, like the first week I took a week off because I had lots of personal things to do because our youngest was baptized, so it was, you know, lots of preparation for this special day. But then the remaining 2 weeks I was working and and it was still challenging because I had to work from my parents' place and my kids were there. They wouldn't go anywhere, so I had to like share custody of the kids. The basic thing was that I had to have a place to be able to vanish for a while to do some work. So I think that was my first, you know, trick to be able to find like not even an empty room, but more like of an empty corner to be able to just, you know, vanish for an hour or two, like for these kind of stretches. So I think this is the thing to assume first when you're traveling. So when you're not in your home office, that you shouldn't assume that you are going to have like these long stretches of time of focused work. This is not going to happen. I mean, well, not. I'm telling you my point of view. I always assume that, you know, I have half an hour here, an hour here, or 2 hours here. But this would be like. That's why I think the preparation was very important. I knew what I was like. If I have half an hour, I knew what I was going to work on. So, so I would just disappear, do something for half an hour, then, you know, have a break. I don't know, manage the kids, and then again disappear for an hour, do something. So it was like this kind of, you know, dynamic.
Yeah. That's close to what to my experience. So my situation right now is I went away from home for 10 days and I came here to Wrocław for the week, so like Monday, Friday, but I was first staying for like 2.5 days at with some old friends, and then I came to this place, which is Rafał's place. Rafał is a coworker.
Yeah, our VP of product in Nozbe.
Yeah, sitting right behind me. And so I'm staying here until tomorrow night. And then me and Rafa were, and actually Kamil, another person from Nozbe, we're going to Prague for the weekend.
Nice.
And then we're coming back to Rafa's place Sunday night. Then not too much sleep because Monday morning at 6:50, I have a flight to Warsaw. And then I have a 2-day conference Monday, Tuesday. I'll be at MCE. And on Wednesday, I'll do some work here and there, maybe like meet with some people from Lesby and then going back home, right? So this is tricky because it's 10 days away from home, but it's three cities and like four different places. So it's like all over the place. It was a bit easier. I think my last trip like that was in November. I went for a week to Berlin, but I was staying at one place, right? So that was a bit easier.
No, this is really, you have a nice itinerary there.
Yeah. It just so happened. But yeah, I definitely do see that. I usually tend to do my work 9 to 5, maybe take a break in the middle of the day. You like to go for a run or something in the middle of the day. I do that less often, but sometimes I do, or just go for a long walk or something. But when traveling, it's rarely possible or practical. So the work is more in chunks. You just like squeeze work here and there, like whenever possible, to get your work done, right? And it's a bit hard for you because then you have like your kids to manage, as you said. It might be a bit easier to me, but still, like if I'm staying at with my friends, then I'll find some maybe time in the morning before they wake up, and then we'll do something together, and then I'll find another hour or two, and then maybe in the evening. So like it's all over the place.
Yeah, that's the first thing. But it's important. I think it's important not to have expectations. Or to adjust expectations. That this is going to be a travel time. So prepare your tasks well. So I think the review part is very important before the trip.
Yeah.
And also like in the morning or in the evening to review the day or to review the next day for me was really crucial, that I knew what needed to get done next day. And then because the problem is that, the thing is that from zero to work, you have to be as quick as possible. So, because you have really these chunks of time. So you need to be able to just open up your laptop or iPad or whatever you're using, see your next action, see what's your next task to do, and just do it. Because I'm checking other things and, procrastinating, really, there's no time for that. You have to be really efficient. And in that way, you might be able to squeeze like three or four really productive hours in this day, which is what normally happens when you work. So you can really very quickly really do good things done. So on one hand, traveling and working is complicated and is very challenging. On the other hand, it really forces you to focus on what really needs to get done.
Yeah, I agree. The week review on last Friday was really important because this, like, it would be difficult to manage this without planning this in advance. I would definitely say adjust your expectations. So normally I try to kind of plan out my day such that I have the most possible like large uninterrupted chunks of time to do like really deep work. Now this is really difficult while traveling. So I think it's much better to just accept that you will rarely find long chunks of uninterrupted time, and just plan, like use this as an opportunity to get a bunch of smaller things done. So just plan with the expectation that you still, you'll still find the, say 8 hours in the day, but they're going to be chunky and we probably won't be able to do your best work. So just like use this as an opportunity to get all the other things done and like plan out those things so that you can just grab on to the next task and get it done.
Yeah, totally. When I was at home, I admired my father. My father, he's our CFO, and he very often, like, he's a grandfather, so he's very often, managing the kids and then like the grandchildren, because sometimes he has to take care of them during the day. And for me, he really knows how to deal with this stuff. I mean, he can, like, he goes from zero to work very quickly. He just opens up the laptop and just continues working what he just stops, 2 hours before. I don't know how he does it, but it's amazing. I mean, and he's really efficient. I mean, I saw it, you know, with my own eyes. And because I am this kind of person that really needs like this, you know, build up, this time to get into the zone, the mood of to get something done. And for me, it was just amazing to see him so efficient. And that's why I kind of stole his idea and started being really more efficient. And I managed to go from zero to work faster.
Yeah, I think a large constraint for me or a challenge is that I don't have all of my stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm very much used to working in front of a big, you know, 4K display. I have my keyboard, my mouse. I have all of my test devices. And I don't have that now. So that's another part of like planning this in advance. Like, I don't want to bring all of this stuff with me, and I'm certainly not going to bring my display with me. But like,
yeah,
I mean, like,
I
don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to bring my test devices with me. So just plan out the week or you know, whatever chunk of time such that I'm not going to need them. I think one of the most challenging parts is us recording this show. Because we do it weekly and we want to, you know, we don't want to skip episodes.
Yeah, and we want to maintain the quality of the audio.
Yeah, exactly. So far, I believe we've only skipped 2 weeks, like every year during the kind of
Christmas
New Year break, and otherwise, like throughout all of mine and your travels, we've published every week. And that's been tricky, and it's been tricky for you, and it's been tricky to me. It's partly scheduling, but then another part is like, again, I have to bring this stuff with me, right? You have this like pretty cool hack. You have this microphone for your iPhone that's much more compact. Doesn't sound as good as this one, but it's pretty good. It's pretty close. But I don't have that, right? So that's quite annoying. But yeah, so if I was only out for a week, I just wouldn't bring it and we would record on Monday, right?
Right.
But like now I just had to bring it. So that's another like another thing I have to bring with me.
Yeah, my when I posted on Instagram my mobile podcasting recording studio, so yeah. the microphone, the all the devices that I need to record an episode, many people said, you know, you should write more about it because we're curious how it works and whatnot. And I'll post about it, but yeah, with the Rode XY microphone, I think, then we'll post in the show notes, and with my iPhone as recording device, and I put our iPhone on airplane mode, so it's like there's no way somebody will disturb the recording, and then I use the iPad as a communication device with you. And right. My newly bought AirPods as my hearing devices to talk with you. So it works pretty well. I can always find a pretty quiet place to record. The trick is to lock the doors so that the kids can't get in. For example, like in my case, because a few times they were trying to get in the room where I was recording, and you could hear it in the background. But apart from that, it works. As you said, the quality is not as good as from this microphone that I have here in my home office, but it's good enough. So like for this one or two episodes, we can you know, use that setup.
I think one thing that's slightly easier for you is that you're so used to doing as much of your work as possible on your iPad. So when you are away traveling with just your iPad, you can manage it better. So I when you were 3 weeks in Poland, I don't believe you had your MacBook with you, or did you?
Nope. I had my iPad
right.
only. The fact that I am iPad only, so I can really use iPad as my main computing device. I have my iMac here that I'm talking to you right now, but I can really perfectly do my work on my iPad. And I have all these workflows that designed on the iPad that very often I prefer to do things on the iPad. So for me, going like for 3 weeks, no problem. I could just take my iPad with me. And again, I think the key is, like what you said, bring your devices, you know, bring your hardware or whatever. So the key is that I know, for example, which dongles or, you know, cables I need. So I have like a package of these always ready to take with me. That's the first thing. And second thing, I have designed the apps that I use on the iPad sync with the cloud, and they are always, you know, there when I need them. So even if I worked on something on the Mac, I know it's going to sync over to the iPad. So when I open up the iPad and I have internet connection, I see the latest version of whatever I was working on. So for me, like this part, I'm really religious about it. I just don't use apps that don't sync. So for me, this is like the key, because like in your case, you have your laptop, you can connect it to the screen or not, but still your laptop set up as it is, and this is your main working device. And and in my case, the moment I do anything or change any app, it has to be an app where I have the same setup. So like the basic example was now that I switched my writing to this new app called Ulysses or something like that. Yeah. So everybody was recommending this app, and I wanted to try it. So I bought the iOS version and I bought the Mac version, and I synced and I set it up the same way, like all of them. Mm-hmm. And it syncs with iCloud, so it's really easy. And this way, I know. Whatever I'm going to start working on a text or on an article or blog post, whatever, it's going to sync over, so I can just keep on working. So for me, this is key.
Yeah, and that simplifies working while traveling a lot when you are able to do that. Because then, like first of all, it's much lighter and it's much smaller. So you can, for example, when you're in some city, you can just like walk around with like a small like messenger bag or something with your iPad in it, and like you find an opportunity like, oh, maybe I'll just walk into this cafe for an hour or two and do some work, right?
Exactly.
I can't do that. I have to bring my MacBook Pro with me, and it's 15 inch, so it's big and it's heavy, like with all the adapters and charger.
Dongle gate.
Yeah, it's big and heavy. Like despite all the improvements over the years, it's still big and heavy, and I can't travel without it. I mean, I'm a software developer. I need it, but you know, there are some kinds of work I can do on iOS on an iPad or just like with a sketchbook. Even like they're not all of my work requires a Mac. But most of that kind of work also requires long stretches of uninterrupted time.
Exactly.
Right? Like stuff like writing, designing things, like stuff like that. I could do that on an iPad, but it's also difficult to do while traveling. So that's one constraint I have. And it's like very difficult to change. And one thing that would make it easier if I had a MacBook Adorable. That's the Retina MacBook because that one is like pretty like almost as small and light as an iPad Pro, so I could just carry it around everywhere. But you know, if I did this often enough, then that would be a good solution. But for me, like when I have this use case, like maybe two or three times a year, it's just not worth the complication of having two Macs.
Yeah.
Because this could not be my main computer.
Exactly. So then you will have the rest of the year, you will have a complication of having two different Macs and keeping them up to date. So the moment that you leave, you can just take the MacBook One instead of the big one.
Yeah,
that's why for me, this, you know, this iPad-only lifestyle is so nice. Especially, as you said, I have a very nice messenger bag, and I keep my iPad there. So and it perfectly also fits my Bose headphones. So what happens is that whenever I go out, I just take the bag, and the bag is so light because I have only the headphones there and the iPad. Then I just I would just leave. I would take the bag with me. I wouldn't work on the iPad. I would get some work done on the iPhone. I would do some other things, and I would get back home and work on the iPad there. But because it is a small messenger bag, it wasn't an inconvenience to carry it around. I didn't mind.
Yeah, exactly. And you can do that with a 15-inch MacBook Pro. But anyway, so that's I suppose maybe not most people, but a lot of people could have like could squeeze a large chunk of their work on an iPad enough so that they could like even if in like limited amounts, like for a week, that they could just get by on an iPad, and that's like if you can do that, that's really good.
Well, as I said, the most important thing is that, you know, for example, I have this mindset that that things have to sync. So the moment that they sync and you have access to the most recent data, this is like the breaker for me, because this is where like I know that I'm just not wasting my time right now. I have the latest data. I'm working on the latest data. So for me, the sync, the right now in 2017, like most of the things sync very easily, or they use Dropbox to sync. So really, you know, it's, and another thing that right now Apple launched this this Apple SIM kind of thing. So what you can do if you have an iPad with you know, LTE, 4G, whatever thing, you can do, you can sign up for a data plan directly without inserting any SIM card. So what this means is that you can use, like, for example, what I did here, I actually removed the SIM card that I was using on the iPad. I just signed up for True Phone, and the moment I signed up here in one country, I traveled to the other country. True Phone was available there, so I would just keep on using the data that I had. So it really helps traveling even abroad.
But continuing with our pro tips, right, working while traveling. One, I would say, is you can consider taking 1 or 2 days off, but spreading it throughout the week.
Yeah.
So, like, what I mean is, when traveling, especially like if you're not just like going to another city, but like your city, like you are back in your hometown, but maybe you're like me in Berlin last year. Like, believe it or not, I've never been to Berlin before. It's so close. I just never had the opportunity. So, like, even though like I'm not that big on like sightseeing, I did want to just hang out, you know, in Berlin and see what's there. So it can be difficult when traveling and exploring and you city to like fit in, say, you know, your 8 hours of work a day.
Exactly.
But instead of just taking the whole week off and just doing nothing but traveling, if you can do that, and like we can do that at Nusby, I would take like 1 day off or 2 days off and just, you know, spread throughout the week. So I would be available every day, even if at, you know, odd hours, but I would have less work overall, like less volume of work I would have to do. And that simplifies things, because there's kind of less responsibility, less things you have to do. So you have more, not just like time kind of physically, but also like more flexibility, more kind of peace of mind that you can do stuff and you're not behind on work. So for example, this week was kind of perfect for me to travel, because Monday and Wednesday are national holidays in Poland. So
yeah,
I didn't take any time off, and this week I would just have like 3 days worth of work to get done.
Yeah, I think it's a good tip, because like looking at the week as a 40-hour week and not a day as 8-hour day. So this way,
yeah, when exactly.
When you take 2 days off, it's, you know, it's 24 24 hours. Yeah. So you know that you have to work 24 hours in this week. So you spread the 24 hours and then, you know, spreading it throughout, you know, 5 days. This is, you know, less than, you know, it's around 4 hours a day. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's even better way to put it, to just think of having 40 hours a week, because like what you can also do is, for example, if I would start my travel on Monday and then travel back home on Saturday, like I can also do some work on the weekend, right? And
so exactly.
This is like something I would normally not do, but when traveling, like in these special circumstances, that's another way that you can travel and not be behind on work and still like do what you have to do, just on like in unusual days at unusual times.
Yeah, and the thing, but of course, the thing is to communicate this to the rest of the team so that people know. I mean, can expect or they can adjust their expectations when you're available, when you're not available, and everything like that. But as long as you have the buy-in from the team, then it's fine. And in our case, when most of the work anyway is done asynchronously, so you know, you just communicate this and you just do your thing.
Yeah, that's what we talked about last week. Living in the future thing, it's like this would be very difficult to do in a, let's say, traditional company or traditional corporation. But it's not just about the fact that we work remotely anyway, but about the way we communicate and collaborate. It's quite easy for you and or me to do that and just squeeze in work at odd hours, because most of that work is just flows asynchronously anyway. There are a few things that have to be done at a very specific time of a specific day, right? There's just like maybe like for me one or two important meetings in a week that I really don't want to skip. And this like recording of the podcast is one of them, but because it's just two of us, we can move it around. But on most weeks that would be like 12 o'clock on Wednesday, the design fight, right? That's kind of like immutable. That has to be there. And so I would have to plan around that on the Wednesday. I have to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another thing, like we already mentioned that a little bit, but another thing is really, again, plan your day, plan your work day, plan your week ahead. But also, we already mentioned, but that there is a limit of the hardware devices you can take with you. So really to plan the devices you take with you. So the cables, the dongles, the all these things, like have them really ready anytime, you know, like packed in a way that, you know, you can take this and that. I have, for example, in my case, I have like two sets of devices. Or cables or dongles, or however you name them. So one set is the most necessary kit. So something that I have to take with me with an iPad, if like on a shorter trip. That really, this is, I need this. If I don't take this, then I'm you know, I have a problem with getting some, you know, electricity into my devices. So so this is like the most needed kit. And then I have another kit of additional cables and dongles, which are nice to haves and which I take, for example, for longer trips, because then they may be a circumstance where I would need these other cables. So I have these two kits, and I have them really ready at any time, and I can just pop them in and take them with me. And whenever I travel, I just know that I just have, when I take these two bundles, I'm good. I'm set. So it saves my, you know, frustration. Then when I arrive somewhere, I don't have a cable or whatever. So it helps me get my work done faster.
Yeah. So this one isn't fully specific to working while traveling, but in general, this things get a lot easier if you pack lightly. What you're saying is a good tip, but I think the primary one is you have to have a checklist. You have to have a packing checklist, because otherwise you will forget stuff or you'll just overpack. Like both are terrible, right? Like you have to pack lightly, but bring everything you'd need to have. So for me, I was really proud of myself because I packed for 10 days in just my backpack and not like one of those big travel, like trekking backpacks or whatever, just a regular backpack.
Nice.
So that was quite a challenge, but... you know, I packed everything I had to, and that took some some clever logistics. Like, I'll be at Rafael's place, so I can use his washing machine, so I only have to pack clothes for 6 days and not 10, right? So stuff
exactly.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
but like the point is, like if you pack lightly and you just have your backpack on your back and nothing else, it's easier to move around. It's easier to you know, when you're on a train station or you're boarding a plane, if you just want to stop by at a cafe waiting for a train to just you know, pull out your iPad or your laptop to do some work, like everything just becomes easier if you don't have a bunch of stuff with you, if you just have like one backpack.
Yeah, and one of the devices that you have to pack, as we mentioned in previous shows, are the noise cancelling headphones. Because they are so helpful when you are in a cafe and working. Especially in these kind of circumstances or when I'm on the airplane, I just put on these headphones and I put on some music, like some background music, and then I just work. So it's really, really helpful. And it isolates me from the environment. I'm still a part of this environment, but I'm isolated a little bit, and it helps me really focus, concentrate, and use these chunks of time efficiently.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. An important tip for working while traveling is squeeze as much productive time as you can out of travel itself. So like usually just getting to some other place can take like half of your day and then another half of your day. And like if this is wasted time, then, you know, that's fine if you took a week off. But if you're working while traveling, like you really have to learn how to actually be productive when on a train or on a plane. So for me, like it's a few things. When I'm traveling across Poland, it's usually on a train. And so I always try to book a train that has these nice spots where you have like a seat in front of like a larger table. And I always try to get that spot because this just becomes a mobile office, right? I just sit there, like I, you know, put my laptop on the table and I have a mobile office, right? That's much more comfortable than working with your laptop on your laps. So that's great. And if I can't do that, then I'll get first class, which I wouldn't normally do. But like, if you're on a train that just has like compartment cars, I don't know other countries, but that's like very popular in Poland, then second class is unbearable if you try to do some work on your laptop, right? First class, fewer people, more space, much better. Then noise canceling headphones, that's like, I only had it for such a short time, and it's now seems essential. I couldn't live without it. I also noticed on Monday while I was on the train that this MacBook Pro, the new one, it is brighter and it does have less glare on the screen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is like small improvements over time, but it really made a difference when I'm, you know, sitting at my table. I'm near a window. It wasn't a sunny day, but it's still like, you know, it's still sunlight, so it usually be really terrible, and it was fine, right? And then I had my headphones, so I could isolate myself from other people, from the noise of the train, mm-hmm. and I was quite productive. And then I had LTE from my phone throughout most of the trip, and when I didn't, I had some tasks planned that I could do offline, right? So you know, this way, I was on a train for, you know, many hours, but still, this wasn't wasted time. And like, that was, you know, I did like 4 hours of work, you know, during travel itself, before I was even in the new place.
Yeah, again, it comes back to planning. So you know what you're going to work on, which is really important. Like for me, for example, I love doing reviews on the plane because I have I have this perspective. I'm 10,000 meters above Earth. Yeah. So I have so much perspective then, you know. So I have the you know, highest perspective ever. So this helps on the plane. And also, for example, like next week, I have this visa appointment to get my visa to the USA for our WWDC travel. Mm-hmm. And I've already booked the tickets for my train. I also got first class because there's a special price when I book in advance. So I actually got it for a good price. And in first class, again, I have then, you know, this more room to work. So it's just more convenient. And these are, you know, 2 hours of train, 2.5 hours of train ride one way. So I know exactly what I'm going to, you know, I'm going to plan exactly for these 2.5 hours to just get some stuff done. So like 2A is 5 hours of proactive time. So it's really, you know, it's really useful. And then in the meantime, we're going to have a meeting. So Eric, it's going to be a very proactive day, actually, even though I'm going to be traveling to the capital to get the, you know, to embassy to get the visa.
Yeah. Another common situation for me when traveling is, for example, my train is at 11, say, and I normally wake up at 8 and I would start work at 9. So at 9, I'm like ready to leave home. Like I'm ready to start my travel, but it's like I'm already packed. I don't have too much time. So it's difficult for me to like do some work still. So what I would do is instead of just have it be like wasted time, I would leave early and like find a comfortable seat in a cafe on a train station.
Exactly.
And do some work there.
That's a good thing.
Right? Because like, yeah, this way I don't waste time in the morning. I don't have this like, you know, it takes some time to get to the train station or an airport. So I have to watch out when to leave and I have to do it in advance. Like, no, I'm already at the train station or the airport. So it takes very little time to actually get to my train/plane. But you know, you have a comfortable spot where you can actually get some work done. So that's another way to kind of squeeze some more productive time out of travel.
And especially, you know, if you leave just before the train, it's always stressful, you know, there's traffic and all these things.
Exactly.
So this way you have already a nice cozy spot at the train station. So to get to the train is like, you know, 5 seconds. You just, you know, stand up and just go. So it's really close. I mean, this is exactly how I'm going to plan my visa appointment. I'm going to go to the embassy. After embassy, I'm going to go to the train station to find a cafeteria to just work and have a meeting with you guys. And then from there, I'm going to have a lunch with a friend after our meeting, and then from there I'm just going to hop on the train. So it's you know, I'm going to be already there, so I'm not going to be stressed of, you know, commuting somewhere or whatever, but very easily I'm going to just use this time. So yeah, totally, very good tip.
Yeah, and that's actually next Wednesday for me. We have the design fight at 12 o'clock, so I would have preferred to get the train early in the morning, so I would just like wake up, get back home, but I wouldn't be able to do that before the meeting. During the meeting, the internet on the train on this route isn't reliable enough to do that. So, and also it's annoying when people talk on the train. I don't want to be that guy. So I got a late train that I wouldn't normally want, but like this way I'm just like, I'll be ready to go pretty much. I'll just go to Starbucks, the usual one I go to in Warsaw, waiting on the train. Like I already have my spot there.
No-brainer.
So we'll do the design fight, and then I'll have a little more time. So I'll do some work, or maybe I'll meet with someone, but in that area.
Exactly.
So I don't. You know, have to waste time like going around the city and then just hop on a train.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think, you know, it's enough tips for today. If you have some tips, let us know at the podcast.fm or, you know, email us or tweet us or whatever. But let us know if you have some other trips, what tips while traveling. Trips, we call them trips. Tips while traveling. So let us know. And thanks.